And now, back to our show. It's now early evening, and the sun is just going down as Parley and his brother Parker make their way to the very back of the Happy Home trailer park, to the overgrown yard filled with old washing machines and rusty cars, where their cousin Buford, the redneck beatnik, lives in his roach-infested trailer. That's roach as in, the end of a joint. Anyway, Buford lives alone, so naturally all the Cottonmouth's band equipment stays at Cousin Buford's trailer, being well guarded by the many venomous snakes Buford keeps for handling during their shows. Let's listen in and see what Cousin Buford thinks of the Jenkins brothers' plan for their very own honky-tonk.
Don't you get it, Cousin Buford? Our own dadgum honky-tonk called the Snake Pit. It's like it was meant to be. Can't you just picture it now? Come see the Cotton Mouse in the Snake Pit. All we need is a building to put it in.
Man, like crazy. I can dig that, cousins. Wow, baby.
So, Cousin Buford, you think you might want to use your lawsuit money to help us buy a place to turn into the Snake Pit?
Like, I'm hip to that, cats. I mean, I dig it the most. But will I be able to guzzle foam and focus on skirts all day while I'm copping gravy at this here frolic pad of yours?
Say what?
Yeah, Buford. You can drink beer and look at women while the Snake Pit makes you money.
Cool, daddy-o. I reckon I can lay on some bread for this racket you're spouting.
We ain't talking about no dang bread, Buford. We need us.
He means money, stupid. Thanks, Cousin Buford. You won't regret this. Our own Snake Pit. Come on, Parley. We gotta go find ourselves someplace that's just right for the future home of the Cottonmouths.
Yeah, the Snake Pit.
Yeehaw! Yee-hoo!